Donald J. Trump. His New York trial is about to begin. This is the first criminal trial that has actually started, as they've been trying before to do all this in an election year against the leading candidate versus Joe Biden. Greetings, independent thinkers, truth seekers, conversationalists, deplorables, and extreme MAGA Republicans. Join in a conservative conversation. Make sure you subscribe, turn on notifications, but most importantly, share our American First message with your friends and family. We're going to be right back and break down Donald Trump's trial, and while it's very possible that he may be convicted, but the reasons will shock you. We'll be right back. You don't want to miss it. New York has started their witch hunt against Donald Trump. This is a Soros-backed DA and a very leftist judge that has already started off by gagging Donald Trump. It's virtually unheard of to stop a defendant from defending themselves. Isn't that kind of the whole point? Yet, he's not allowed to talk about this, and he's been threatening him a lot with trying to throw Donald Trump in jail, which, in my opinion, is what this whole point of this show trial is, because they want to help Joe Biden win an election. This is all about election interference, in my opinion, and as we go through this, I believe that will become more and more abundantly clear as how their treating was incredibly hostile. It's wrong, I think, and this is from a state in a city in New York that routinely lets violent criminals go free, that continually releases violent criminals from jail each and every day, that had illegal immigrants storming their capital, and we're going to talk about that at some point, believe it, because they weren't getting enough free benefits from you, the taxpayer. Yet, something that should have been gone a long time ago, because that the statute of limitations have long since supposedly, you know, expired, they're still trying to attach a misdemeanor to somehow a felony and not even describing what the felony is. And this has gotten so bad that you never see trials fast-tracked like this. Yet they're trying to do it to Donald Trump right before the election, and they're being so nasty about it that the judge has threatened not to let Donald Trump visit his son on graduation day, or he will throw him in jail because he must be at the trial. That's insane and wrong. That's vile and evil that they would even consider that. Your child only graduates from high school once in their lifetime. What's the big deal? Why is it so important that Donald Trump can't see his son grab his diploma and shake hands and have photos and share this once-in-a-lifetime moment while his family? Yet this Marxist judge and this evil DA, they want to throw Trump in jail for it. And I almost... You know, people have a lot of opinions about if Trump should or should not ignore the judge. And ultimately, that's going to come down to Trump and what he thinks and feels. That's a decision that he's going to have to make for himself. And you can see either way, I don't know what I would do in his shoes. But, you know, when my son graduated high school, that's one of the proudest moments of our life. I mean, that's something that you remember forever. That's something they've worked hard for so many years, most of their life at this point. And to take that from him for virtually no reason, it's wrong. On so many levels, it's just wrong. And if they were actually doing, I don't know if the judge would even actually do it. Because you just picture this for a moment, that Donald Trump just says, I'm going to go see my son. If you want to throw me in jail, throw me in jail. And the judge actually does it? How would that look? That would almost be good for Donald Trump. It's like when back in Georgia, when they took his mugshot and they forced him to come in and take pictures, the most photographed man in history. It did wonders. They just put that mugshot on every single piece of campaign financing that you can come up with. How much millions of dollars can they raise off that photo? And this, I think, would be a very similar situation. If they actually threw him in jail for going and seeing his son graduate high school, that'd be one of the biggest mistakes a judge could make, in my opinion. And that it would only help Trump. I think it would hurt Alvin Bragg, DA. I think that would really turn the jury off on this and even bring more light onto what this is. This is like a Marxist communist show trial to try to throw the main political rival in prison. You know, Donald Trump now is being compared to like Nelson Mandela. And you got to agree when you're looking at what's happening here to understand Marxism and communism, because this is something that is not supposed to happen in the United States. But here we are. We're at the point where they're openly trying to throw the Republican presidential nominee in prison before an election. This is something that I think you would never see in the United States. This is something you only see in communists. But make no mistake about the Democrats. The Democrats are openly trying to bring a communist revolution to the United States. And they're doing it through trying to take away people's right to speak their minds, just like they're doing to Donald Trump, using the legal system as a blunt, bludgeoning weapon against their political opponents. When they have Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and the Epstein client list and all these other crimes that the DOJ is doing nothing about, yet they're going these straw man and these long-reaching just legal theories that have been untested to try to throw Donald Trump in prison. It's an absolute insanity. Yet, we're seeing it happen before our eyes. And this is exactly what Marxism and communism tries to talk about and bring out all the time, is that the government is like the big brother. The government is the ultimate authority. And anybody that stands up against the government gets punished. And that is against everything that we believe in the United States. We believe in individual freedom. The United States, we believe in individual liberty. In the United States, we believe in the individual's right to have peace and prosperity and pursue happiness. Yet they're trying to take that away right before your eyes. It's happening in real time. Because the Democrats are scared to death that they will lose power and that their enemies will then actually bring the United States back to the way it should be. When you have a judge, for example, who's an open Democrat activist, and he donated to Joe Biden. You got his daughter who is raising money through like Adam Schiff and super PACs to help Democrats. And where's all this money going? Will we ever find out? I don't know. But it's very suspicious. We have all this Democrat money coming into a very blue judge. And then George Soros, who's an activist, a billionaire activist for Democrats, funding the DA. I never thought I'd kind of see this open Marxist communism here in the United States. I never thought we'd get to this point where they're willing to go after a presidential candidate like this. I never thought that we'd see it. I mean, maybe it's my own nativity that I always believe in the American dream. I believe in American exceptionalism. I believe that this is the greatest country in the world to live. And we are so close to losing all those rights. This is going to be the most important election of my lifetime coming up 2024. Because if the Democrats win, they're going to try to continue to bring us to communism. They're going to try to continue to take away all our rights. And it's not just the Democrats we're fighting. It's the Rhino Uniparty. People who are supposed to be conservative, like our Speaker Mike Johnson, is actively helping the Democrats win. We have to start winning these primaries. We have to start winning these elections. And I really hope that what they're doing to Donald Trump will wake everybody up. And even with this, in my opinion, an illegal gag order, where gag orders were never meant to take away someone's right to freely speak and defend themselves. Where we're going at, we're living in a country where someone accuses you of a crime and then you get gagged for saying you're innocent or saying somebody's biased against you when they openly are. Yet Donald Trump had a rare moment where he could talk to the press after the trial. We're going to play that clip right now.
So thank you very much. We had some amazing things happen today. As you know, my son has graduated from high school, and it looks like the judge will not let me go through the graduation of my son, who's worked very, very hard. He's a great student. I'm very proud of the fact that he did so well. And I was looking forward for years to have graduation with his mother and father there. And it looks like the judge isn't going to allow me to escape this scam. It's a scam trial. If you read all of the legal pundits, all of the legal scholars today, there's not one that I see that said this is a case that should be brought or tried. It's a scam. It's a political witch hunt. It continues, and it continues forever. And we're not going to be given a fair trial. It's a very, very sad thing. In addition, as you know, next Thursday, we're before the United States Supreme Court on a very big hearing on immunity. And this is something that we've been waiting for a long time. And the judge, of course, is not going to allow us. He's a very conflicted judge. And he's not going to allow us to go to that. He won't allow me to leave here for a half a day, go to D.C. and go before the United States Supreme Court, because he thinks he's superior, I guess, to the Supreme Court. We got a real problem with this judge. We have a real problem with a lot of things having to do with this trial, including the DA, because you go right outside and people are being mugged and killed all day long, and he's sitting here all day with about 10 or 12 prosecutors over nothing, over nothing, over what people say shouldn't be a trial. So I just want to thank you very much, but that I can't go to my son's graduation, or that I can't go to the United States Supreme Court, that I'm not in Georgia or Florida or North Carolina campaigning like I should be. It's perfect for the radical left Democrats. That's exactly what they want. This is about election interference. That's all it's about. Thank you very much.
Again, Trump is right. I can see why they are trying to silence him, because he's making some very good points. They waited to an election year. I mean, why didn't they bring this up 7 years ago? And they tried to take Trump out in 2020. And they tried to make sure that he can never run for president again. And it's not working. In fact, Donald Trump is getting more and more popular. And the Democrats are getting more and more desperate. And in my opinion, that's why they're trying to bring a case like this to the courts, which is absolutely absurd. I'm certainly no legal expert. I can read other legal experts and listen to their opinions, and this is absolutely insane for everything that I can tell. And it looks bad. It looks like they're trying to interfere with an election. And when you have a judge that won't let a defendant go to their son's graduation, that I just can't even believe that's real. What's the harm in letting Donald Trump see his son grab his diploma? Why? What kind of just evil monster would be for that? What kind of just little dictator, scumbag, would act, how do they even like sleep at night? How do they stand up there and pretend that they're somehow for law and order when they're openly using this to harm somebody that they don't like? And it's very likely, certainly through his daughter, but maybe through him, raising millions of dollars. This isn't supposed to happen in America. This is supposed to happen in communist countries. But we're here. And it's happening. And you don't want this to happen to anybody, but happening to Donald Trump, he is wealthy and he has one of the biggest microphones in the world. And everybody is openly seeing what is happening. Even with this gag order, that there's enough conversation at least. Just imagine what they could do. If they can do this to Donald Trump, just imagine what they can do to you, who doesn't have the resources that Trump has, who doesn't have the microphone that Trump has. They can destroy someone's life. And that's what this is all about, in my opinion, that this is just some scam trial. This is the left trying to flex their muscle and saying that we can destroy you. If you dare go up against us, we can ruin your life. If we can take out Donald Trump, we can take out you. And we're coming up to one of the biggest cases ever in history about presidential immunity. I'm literally when a president, when they leave the White House, they're just left alone. They take their files with them and whatever else, and they go on to write memoirs, and they go on to do public speaking, or whatever the case may be. Yet the left has weaponized our justice system so much that that's not enough. They're trying to take out Donald Trump because through Donald Trump is your voice. Through Donald Trump is your freedom. Through Donald Trump is your liberty. This is all about the strong and the weak. This is all about power. Never, ever underestimate that. This is all about the left retaining power over you and be able to control every aspect of your life. They're not going after Donald Trump. They're going after you. And they're going to try to take away his right to see his son on graduation or where he should be for one of the most biggest cases ever in the presidential immunity the Supreme Court's going to hear. That is huge, not just for Trump, not just for you, but the entire United States. I mean, if Trump doesn't have presidential immunity, then either it's Barack Obama or Bill Clinton. The reason why these government officials are given immunity is so that they can govern without the fear of the next administration coming in and doing what they're doing to Trump. Otherwise, the administration is going to be scared to serve you, to do what they're brought in the office to do, because they're going to be petrified and terrified that the next government will come in and ruin their lives. And so they'll just try to do nothing. And that is why it's fundamental for not only the president to have immunity, but also his cabinet, so they can give him advice or her advice at some point possibly on what they should do without fear of the next administration destroying them. And with that, we're going to run out of time for the first segment, but we have a lot more to talk about, including some legal experts that we're going to get in some videos about, and also Donald Trump's lawyer, and they're going to talk about this case. So you stick around. You're not going to miss it. We'll be right back. Make sure you subscribe, turn on notifications so you never miss a moment. But most importantly, share this with your friends and help us spread an American First message. This is the Cash Lawrence Show. We'll be right back. You don't want to miss it. Greetings, independent thinkers, truth seekers, conversationalists, deplorables, extreme MAGA Republicans. Join in a conservative conversation by turning on subscribe button, notifications, but most importantly, make sure you share this with your friends and family and help us spread an American First message. Well, Jonathan Turley, he was on Fox News and he was going to talk about the Trump case, and the points that he brings up are incredibly wise. So we're going to spend this next segment, I'm going to play his video and talk about it. You're not going to miss it. We'll be right back. This is the Cash Lawrence Show. Welcome back, independent thinkers, truth seekers, and conversationalists. We're going to play a clip of Jonathan Turley on Fox News right now, and then we'll come back and talk about this insanity that the DA Bragg is bringing into a very left blue New York. So here is clip two.
This one in court.
Well, there's a novel question, John. I'm not sure.
I mean, this is a Frankenstein case. They took a dead misdemeanor, they attached it to a dead alleged federal felony and zapped it back into life. So many of us are just amazed to watch this actually walk into court, because it's not a recognizable crime that any of us have seen. This, it does not appear to be a federal crime, but that's the theory that Bragg is using. So to go into the Wayback Machine, this state misdemeanor died because of statute of limitations. Then what Bragg said was, well, I'm going to allege that you did false filings on business records to hide a crime. But he was very ambiguous what that crime might be. He still is ambiguous. But it is assumed to be a federal election crime. The problem is the federal government doesn't view it as a crime. They decided not to prosecute, and most election experts say that this is the type of thing that's failed in the past. So this bizarre indictment is now going to be an equally bizarre trial. And to this day, there's some confusion as to Bragg's actual theory as to what was the exact crime that Trump was hiding from all this.
All right. This is what the Wall Street Journal said about Bragg trying to bootstrap this up to a federal felony. He said, quote, 7 months before the 2024 election, it's a trial that shouldn't happen in a case Mr. Bragg shouldn't have brought. The Stormy affair was sordid business, but the DA's argument is a legal stretch in ways that might bother a skeptical juror or an appeals court. So they're in jury selection for probably the next couple of weeks or so. Will the prosecution find jurors that are favorable to its case, or do you think jurors have already made up their minds to say, as you have said, why the heck is this even in court?
Well, look, this is the worst jury pool that Trump could pull unless you just took everyone at the DNC headquarters. I mean, it is as a bad a pool as you can get. Now, that doesn't mean that they throw up their hands. They're not going to try to find someone who likes Trump. That's just, there's not many people available that fit that description in Manhattan. What they're looking for is someone who is independent, maybe a little feisty. You're going to have jury advisors there, looking for people that have great conviction and confidence. They may dislike Trump, but you want people who like the law more. And that's what you're really looking for. You're also looking for what I call a Trojan juror. These are jurors who will lie to get into a high-profile case,
yes,
and they'll be hiding within them bias and past conduct that they won't reveal. That you can often find out through social media. So there's a lot of work that's going to have to be.
Yeah, so there you go. And he brings up quite a few excellent points there about how ridiculous this case is. First, Jonathan Curley calls it a Frankenstein case. He's absolutely right. It's dead and been brought back to life for what reasons? We don't know why this would ever be allowed. I mean, if you had an actual judge who wasn't some kind of leftist activist, this would be thrown out immediately. You wouldn't even try to bring it. The only reason someone like Bragg would bring this up is because they think that they can get away with it, and then hopefully they can get a jury that's so blue that they convict Trump just because they hate his guts. Because the criminality here is ridiculous. Like he says, it's a dead misdemeanor, and at very minimum, a dead felony to try to connect the two. They have to, as he said, that to make it a felony, they have to try to connect it to that he did another crime. And like Charlie's saying, Bragg isn't even really sure what the other crime is. And so the only thing you can be thinking about here is they're hoping they get a very blue jury. That's got to be, I can't think of what else he could be hoping for. He's already got a dark blue judge who is just itching for a reason to throw Trump in jail, who's already threatening him on the first day of trial. There's a very good chance that Trump could end up in jail and then be found guilty of nothing. There's not even a reasonable crime. And to try to say this is somehow federal, when the federal government, this is the government that hates Trump. that has actively been working against him, that is probably the most biased attorney general I've ever seen, wouldn't even bring these charges up against Trump. Yet they're going to try to do it in New York. He's going to allege false business records. But what are the actual crimes and what is actually false? That's what's strange about all of this, is these wild accusations, but there's no underlying crime listed that I can see. He falsified records. He's basically trying to say that I don't even know what he's trying to say. It just doesn't make sense. And trying to find someone who can actually explain this in a legal sense, a legal expert say, no, these are Trump's in trouble because that these crimes show that he committed these felonies. Trying to find one is virtually impossible. The only thing they talk about is how much they hate Trump and how Trump is running for president. And in my opinion, that is what this is all about. This is all about getting Trump and stopping him from becoming president again. Because the left is scared to death of what will happen. They are used, and what they want is to have perpetual power. And then Republicans, it's so weird to be on the right side, because when you get mad as a conservative, because they keep stabbing us in the back. Just like we're seeing right now with Mike Johnson, where it happens over and over again. Where the right, if they would just fight, they would win. But they refuse to do so. They just want to be part of the uniparty. And so all they end up doing is they say all the right things around election time. And then they go in, they stab their voters in the back and start making deals with Democrats, rather than fighting like they should be doing when we vote them into office. This is absolute insanity. Yet here we are. And I can understand when you see the voters on the right, when they get so mad at their elected officials, because this is not what we voted you for. This is, we want you to fight. We want more Donald Trumps and less Mitch McConnells. We want people who love this country like we love it. We want people who are willing to fight for this country, because this country is worth fighting for. But they seem refused to do it. And we go on to just, what is Trump's crime? I don't know if that's ever going to come out in this trial. What did he actually do wrong? And why didn't they bring this up 7 years ago? But I think we all know the answer to that one. It's because this is about interfering with an election. This is about keeping Trump off the campaign trail, where he should be. He should be going to swing states all over the country and campaigning. That is what he should be doing, but he can't do it because this judge is forcing him to be in court. And they're going to try to do this all up to election day. And if the left has their way, Trump will be campaigning from inside a jail cell. And they would never try this anywhere other than somewhere that they think is deep blue. There's no way this happens if you just got a neutral judge. It gets thrown out. This is crazy. But because the left has taken over the systems, the judicial systems in these deep blue states, they think they can get away with this. They think they have a deep blue judge and a deep blue DA and a deep blue jury that just hates Donald Trump. The rule of law doesn't matter. Innocent or guilt just doesn't matter. What matters is they hate Trump and they're going to get Trump. I mean, Alan Bragg's even campaigned on it. Just like we saw Letitia James, how she was going to get Trump. Alan Bragg's, he bragged about it when he was running the BDA, how he'd gotten Trump and he was going to get Trump. At one point, he said, I don't even know what Trump did, but I'm going to get him. You put me in an election, you put me in the DA, and I'm going to get Trump. I will find something. And that's exactly what he did. And now they're going to put Trump through hell just because they hate his guts. Jonathan Turley brings up a very good point. We're talking about these leftist jurors. Is there's going to be Trojan horse jury. There just is. And hopefully Trump's lawyers can spot them. But there's going to be people there who hate Trump and are going to try to hide how much they hate him. And hopefully they can find these new like social media stuff to get rid of these people, but they're going to be there. And I hope none of them make it on the jury, because what this is ultimately about is stopping Trump from campaigning. It's nothing more than that. In my opinion, that is what they're trying to do right now, is stop Trump from campaigning, because Joe Biden can't beat Trump in a fair election. That's just fact at this point. I mean, you have a sitting Democrat who's losing in every single poll, who goes out to campaign and no one but reporters show up, and he can't even speak a sentence. He can't walk. He can't find his way off stage. His wife, Jill, has to run up there real quick before he starts running around like a lost puppy and lead him off stage. No, honey, go this way, that right, right foot, left foot, follow me. I mean, that's how bad it is. So you can see why the left is so scared that even with their mail-in balloting, they can't beat Trump. And so they're pulling out every stop that they can. And with that, that is going to wrap up this segment. We're going to have to take a quick break. We got a lot more to cover on Donald Trump's trial, including Alina Habba's lawyer, who is going to give her thoughts and opinions. You're not going to miss it. We'll be right back. Make sure you subscribe and share this with all your friends and family in American First Message. This is the Cash Lawrence Show. We'll be right back. Well, Alina Habba was interviewed recently where she talked about Donald Trump and her experience and what she went through as his lawyer, especially in the Jean Carroll case. We got a clip we're going to play for you, and then we'll talk about it afterwards. Greetings, independent thinkers, truth seekers, conversationists, deplorables, and extreme MAGA Republicans. Join a conservative conversation by subscribing, clicking the like button, but most importantly, share an American First message with your friends and family. We're going to have a clip coming up with Alina Habba's interview. You're not going to miss it. This is the Cash Lawrence Show. We'll be right back. Hey, greetings, independent thinkers, truth seekers, and conversationalists. Trump's attorney was interviewed on the Benny Show, and we're going to play that clip right now and then talk about in this next segment. You're not going to miss it. Here it is.
What's your over-under on the jury pool here? Because these juries are absolutely ratchet. Yeah, and I just don't have a lot of hope. And the reason why, so not no legal expert here, but we've just been covering OJ's death, and there were all these jurors in OJ's death that have now come forward. They're very old, and they're saying, no, we knew he killed everyone.
Al Sharpton or whoever it was.
Right, that's right. I mean, they're now admitting it. We just made sure he wouldn't go to jail because racism or something. Right? Like, because we just didn't care. We wanted to protect him and destroy this person's life. Right? Protect this person and destroy this person's life. And if you're going to go to trial in New York, I mean, what are the chances of that with Trump?
You know what happened to me. So, you know, the truth is these jurors are human beings. They have biases. And what was troubling in this case is that while we're doing jury selection starting today, one of the things that the judge here, Judge Mershon, would not allow us to ask was whether or not they voted for a Republican or a Democrat, whether or not they voted for President Trump, whether or not they work for the Biden administration. You know, there's people that when I was doing the jury selection in the Carroll case, were working currently for the Biden campaign. And I didn't want those people sitting on a jury for President Trump. And but you have the right to ask those questions. Now, this judge has eliminated many of those questions. You're not allowed to ask who they voted for. You can ask what news they watch, but I watch CNN and I watch Fox because I like to know what my opposition's saying. So it doesn't tell you what the status is. Now, when you're sitting with a president and a current nominee for the GOP and you can't ask how you vote, you're shot in the foot right there. And you're in New York, which is a predominantly blue state. So, you know, that hindrance in itself is problematic just from the get-go.
I just want to really pin, I know we're short of time, but I really want to pin this down. You're telling me that the judge would allow somebody who's actively working for Joe Biden's presidential campaign to be on this jury pool?
Well, that happened to me. I mean, of course. Of course. I had arguments with the judge about it and saying, you know, I wanted this person out and I got them off the jury pool. But it was tough. The judge said, well, if you, I will never forget it. You know, if you'd have it your way, you'd have all Republicans. I said, well, I'm his lawyer, of course. You know, I mean, that's my job as a lawyer is to make sure that I get the absolute best jury pool I'm going to get. And by the way, don't think that the DA team isn't going to do the exact same thing. They're going to try and get the best jury pool they can. And in New York, for them, it's going to be much easier.
She is just... Trump is facing such an uphill battle here because they're trying to put him in these deep blue jury pools with a activist judge and a Soros-backed DA. They're trying to stack the deck against Trump, who he cannot get a fair trial. And Alina, how about what she went through? It just really exemplifies what's happening to our system. That's when justice is supposed to be blind. We're supposed to have laws, and then the judge is supposed to be neutral. You have the prosecutor trying to convict. The defense attorney is trying to get you acquitted. And then a jury is supposed to be neutral and then make up their minds by the end. Right? Now, I've served on a jury. And when I served on a jury, we had no idea who the defendant was. It wasn't a case, obviously, like this. But we knew nothing about the defendant, nothing about the case beforehand. We weren't allowed to talk about it. And then all the information is presented. And then at the end, we go into deliberate. That's when we can finally look at all the facts. But this is Donald Trump. This is deep blue New York. He's not going to get a fair trial. I mean, at the best he can hope for is a left jury that's not too far left. I mean, New York is very, very blue. It's not Washington, D.C. blue, but it's dang close. There's no way he's going to get a middle jury. Does anyone think that's possible? Even if they could ask who they voted for, he's not going to get a 50-50 jury. There's just no way. You know, and just like they were saying with O.J. Simpson, she brought up, when O.J. Simpson was found not guilty and going back because he just passed away. So the videos from back then are starting to resurface again of the shock on people's faces. And some cheered and some were horrified. The separation of the country was incredible. I mean, I was in school at the time, and when the jury read the not guilty verdict, they stopped school and they announced it on the intercom and then they played it for everybody in the school. And I just remember part of the class standing up, jumping and cheering, and the other part of the class was absolutely shocked and horrified. It was very split. And now these jurors are coming out much later in life, and they're saying, yeah, we knew he was guilty. This was just about race. We want to make things right. This is about, you know, making things right after Rodney King. And that's what the O.J. Simpson really counted on, was racism in that case. But much in the same way as this DA in New York is hoping for, is that they can get people on the jury that hate Donald Trump and hide what they call like Trojan horse jurors that are going to convict him no matter what, because they just hate Donald Trump. I don't know what else he could be looking for here. Because jurors, as she points out, are human beings. And they're going to have emotions and feelings. That's just the reality. So as an attorney, you're trying to get the most neutral you can, but I don't see how you do in New York. That you can't ask if they voted for a Democrat or Republican, or the most shocking point, that they're going to try to bring campaign staffers on the jury. Imagine if you have like a Biden or an Obama campaign staffer who actually works for Democrats or works for the DNC. What do you think they're going to do to Donald Trump on a jury? Do you think they'll be fair? Even if they think Trump is innocent, do you think someone that works for Obama or Biden would convict him anyways? I mean, how else can you look at that? This is probably the most appealable case we've ever seen. And where is justice? Where are the Republicans? We have to stop this now, or we're going to see Marxist communism take over this country. That is exactly what we're looking at. This is not supposed to happen in America. This is supposed to happen like in China or Russia or Venezuela or some kind of communist dictatorship like North Korea. This isn't supposed to happen here. Justice is supposed to be blind. It's supposed to be fair. And yet, they're trying to throw Trump in jail because they hate his guts. And they're scared to death of what he will do if he becomes president again. And he's facing a judge that's a deep blue judge with a Soros-backed DA. And they're hoping to get a jury that's deep blue in New York that just hates his guts on these radical, insane jury pools. And we got so much more to go through, but we're going to run up against the clock, and it's going to have to be saved for another time. So I want to thank all of you for listening to today's episode. Make sure you subscribe, turn on notifications so you never miss a moment of content, but most importantly, share with your friends and help us spread an American First message. This is the Cash Lawrence Show. We'll see you again tomorrow. God bless the USA.